don't intend to take a lot of time, and again, happy to have Elder David Montgomery from San Antonio with us, and so continue to pray for him as well, and for myself, and for our congregation, that Lord may bless us. Preaching of the gospel. So the last song that we sang talked about glorifying his name, glorifying the King of Kings, just as I mentioned, that in all we undertake to do, may we glorify his name. And so even in the few thoughts that I have on my mind this morning, it includes that. And in fact, the last couple of words of the last verse, Lord willing, that I'll go to over in Isaiah, actually says that. It puts forth that thought, so I'm thankful for that. But I want to, I think there may be three verses in the New Testament, and then jump over to Isaiah. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, 19th verse. This makes a statement here. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. And all that saying is that, and I have hope in Christ in this life. I do. I wouldn't pray for all the things I pray for if I didn't have hope in Christ in this life. So we do. While we're living here, we have hope in Him. But if we only have it in this life, in Christ, and it's in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. Certainly I start looking back over days and weeks and then months in our lives and things that have taken place and happened. But we can go out back to in our entire lives, the things that we've prayed to God about to get us through it, and God's there, and we have hope in this life, but we're drawn to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ eternally. Right. And in the continuance of the eternal life that we already have today. Amen. We have that now. It's eternal, which means it's everlasting. And we're given that in Christ Jesus through the Holy Ghost. Now in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the 13th verse says, a little bit different thought here, but related certainly, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." So those who've already died, that are, because in the 7th chapter of Acts, it says that the very last of Stephen's experience, that deacon there, when he was stoned to death, that he went to sleep. He died. We all go to sleep every night. I'm thankful now that I'm able to sleep a little bit better than about a month ago. So I appreciate and I'm thankful for that. But we go to sleep. But this is talking about them which are asleep, that have died a natural death. That will be raised again when Jesus Christ comes and calls their name, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. There are some. Now, if we have just in hope in Christ in this life, we're all men most miserable. But if we have no hope at all, then how miserable is that? And over the last end of last week in totality, that I thought that I can't imagine someone experiencing the things that many of us do in our losses, in our sorrows, in the things that happen to us in our lives of having no hope. We sorrow, we mourn, which is what I want to end up on, but is this morning. But we do that with hope. And it gets hard. It's difficult. But imagine if you had no hope. Yeah. I can't fathom that. I don't understand. I can't relate to that any more, because I have that hope. But any more than I can relate to. I try to envision those who have gone on in soul and spirit to be with God Almighty and Jesus Christ, their Redeemer, and try to imagine that. And we're blessed to understand that it's perfection and righteousness and it's satisfaction, it's peace, and that's where they are. The Apostle Paul said, it's far better to go on and be with Christ than to remain here. So that's scriptural. We know that. And yet it's still hard. But he blesses us through these things. But it doesn't say, Matthew chapter 5, I believe it's verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. It doesn't say we're not going to mourn or that we shouldn't, but we'll be comforted. And we're comforted in this, and I tell you what, the more gospel you hear and understand and are blessed and God reveals it to you, the more comforted you will be. There's a purpose of the gospel. It's not to save your souls that you'll be in heaven. It's to remind you that you are going to be there because of the work of Jesus Christ. And it gives us hope and comfort in that. So, yes, it's important. What use is the gospel if it doesn't save a soul eternally? There's a lot of use in it, and I've experienced that. I've experienced it, and maybe even when I'm not getting something out of the preacher, I look over and see someone who is, and then I'm lifted by that. I'm edified by that. So we are comforted. Now, in Isaiah chapter 61... Let me begin to close out with just three verses here. The 61st chapter of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, and then to comfort all that mourn. So there's that scripture. What I just told you is scriptural. The preacher is to comfort those that mourn. We're not to stop the mourning. Your mourning, we can't. I hope that I'm never guilty of telling someone that they need to stop mourning when they still need to. They still need to. We're all different, and there's different lengths of time. To comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, that he might be glorified. Even in mourning, we glorify the Lord because it draws us to the hope that we have in him. And we see his strength and we glorify him. We should. And it even causes us to act as we should. The Wednesday that mom was in the hospital, and they called me, and Kathy and I went up there. We're blessed to go into the hospital. That was a blessing in itself nowadays, to be with her in her room. So we were there from about 4:20 to 5:20 or so, and so that last hour, she was still alive there, and if you knew Mom, she had given us specific instructions. We were to do nothing. She had a hope. Now she realizes it. And we do to some extent here, Earnest of Our Inheritance. So we held her hand, told her it was okay to go on. And it was an hour which seemed like an eternity to me. As we watched the machines and so forth, and we knew it was imminent, her departure. But the experience I want to relate to you, and it is personal, and apologize for that. But Mom continually asked me and Mark and others, why am I still here? What's the use? Why am I still here? She's wanted to go home since 1991. I didn't know what to tell. There's a purpose. There's a reason. We need you. You don't know what to say. But in that last moment, and it was the last moment, I was taught by her presence there, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when I uttered a prayer at that time, that the Lord Jesus would take her into His arms. And I'm honest with you that at that moment, within moments, not even a minute, she was gone. I believe the Lord answered my prayer, and right then, in my mom's life, Jesus Christ taught me one more thing. He reiterated, he emphasized the efficacy of prayer. And I don't know if y'all exhort your members at your home churches to pray. I believe you do. But I do. This congregation, that we are to pray for one another and those in need. We say, I usually end a prayer, go with us through life and be with us when it comes our time, our moment to lay down in death. And Jesus Christ was there. And I saw that. That He might be glorified even in death, because the last enemy is death. The last enemy is death that's put under His feet. We're shown that. And so even in mourning, all we undertake to do, even mourning and comforting one another, He is glorified in that as well. Brother David, you come ahead and preach for us.